This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We might not be able to trade away Emmanuel Clase. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I think some teams might be afraid they're going to get Emmanuel Clase.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I guess we heard something
Caller
different.
Caller of the year already.
Our fans Caller heard of the it. Year. The listeners heard it. Something was going on in studio, so apologize to that caller.
I'm working on it.
It's right one now. Of those calls where I'm like, I hope that guy ain't mad because it was that beautiful of a call. Thank you. I hope he ain't mad. 216-474-0092. Well, I was going to ask you about this Jeremy Fowler thing. We'll get to that here in a moment, I promise. But how much trouble are the Guardians in right now? Is the season on the brink?
Yeah.
I guess I could come right out and ask it now. Is the season on the brink? I think that this is... I think there's a difference when the season is in trouble or the season is over. I think there's a difference in those two questions. I think there's no doubt about it that you can ask whether or not the season is in trouble.
Can I give you two numbers?
Yeah.
They've had the sixth toughest strength of schedule to this point. They've got the 28th remaining strength of schedule.
All right, but Seattle's poop. And I'm glad you brought that up. That makes me feel a little bit better. The season's not over. 35-35, the season's not over. But when I add in, is there a single caller out there, a single listener, who thinks that this team will add at the deadline? Nope. Is there a single caller out there... Is there callers out there, listeners out there, who thinks that this team will shed players before the deadline? Yep. All right. And you are not just, I understand, like they've had a very tough first half schedule. Seattle got back over 500 by playing you. And you're in a bad spot right now where you're 500 and you're on the West Coast. So they don't play tonight, but those games tomorrow start at what, 9:40? Are they 9:40 games?
9:45.
9:40 game. 9:45 games. So you have two games that are in the afternoon Eastern. Thursday, Sunday. Who knows what you're going to do in those other games? The A's aren't very good, but who knows what you're going to do in those other games? And by the time they come back, like I think you're getting to a point like when they by the time they come back, if you can't take two or three from the Giants, who are a serious ball club, clearly from what they've done. And you can't take two or three against the A's. They're not Oakland anymore. Right, how many people are going to be taking them seriously when they come back next week?
You know what stinks is... You know,
what is the fan reaction when they come back next week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be down the dumps, which sucks. Because, I mean, we haven't even had the great summer weather yet. You know, the great homestands with the big, big weekends. I know, Owen, you were at some nicely attended games.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't gotten to the point where, you know,
no,
normally
we've had, I think we've had three sellouts this year, but that was opening day. That was Shohei on Memorial Day. And I don't remember the third one, but they have not had the attendance from last year carry over so far. And then we've only really had like three good weather days all season.
Yeah, exactly. And so you don't want there to be, you know, this feeling that the season's going nowhere. And that's why it's important. That's why I keep bringing up that, hey, they're only a game out of the wild card. But what Daryl said was totally right. Like, does anybody really believe in this team right now? Now, we could certainly say they have not played their best baseball.
Right.
But, you know,
that's the one thing that gives you pause, right? As you look at who they were last year, they were a pretty good team. It's the same team, right? What's the difference in the team?
Yeah, and, you know, when we had Tito, you know, you always knew slow starts, but the mastery of Tito was that, you know, he would have them playing better baseball. They would reach a peak. Almost all of those Tito teams would you felt like he was getting the most out of them.
Well,
you know, that's a scary thought right now. Is there even the most to get out of a team when you look at their lineup on paper and they don't have a Josh Naylor that's in there? It is making me a little anxious, I have to
admit. In the second half, you had healthy, but they were only .500 in the second half. Right. So I'd like to say, well, in the second half, you had healthy Lane Thomas, and ain't that. David Fry was in it. He wasn't an everyday guy, but he was.
It was as close to everyday. Yeah. That's their problem right now. They've got a bunch of middle infielders playing all the different positions, and they have a bunch of DHs, and they're trying to figure out. You can only throw between, you know, Manzardo and Santana, and then Fry not playing on a position because he had the Tommy John. Those guys are playing first base, and then to try to work in a third guy into the lineup at a DH, and are you getting consistency, and are you getting the ability to improve and build on things that you might be started off doing.
Right, Gavin, you know, I can't say what's different from last year. Gavin Williams didn't start the season. He was injured at the beginning of last season. Tanner Bibee, it feels like Tanner Bibee's worse. I haven't done the numbers. Feels like he certainly struggled more than last year.
I'm sure the numbers are much different than last year too, as far as like, it's not like he's the clear ace. I guess you call him the ace. They don't really have a true number one pitcher, right? He's a good pitcher, but he's not the shut him down, we're putting him in. But he's also the only guy that you lean on to go get 100 pitches. And hopefully, if he can get to the seventh inning, if he can get through six, that's a great day, right?
Well, because now
you're
arguing,
taxing bullpen.
Yeah, then we're asking whether or not he should be even out there in the seventh inning. And that's another fight that we're all having right now. It's obviously that they're in a tough spot. And I don't know how they come out of it other than, okay, well, you got Slade Ciccone tomorrow, and how do you eat a whale? One bite at a time. So my goals for where they're at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have changed from making the postseason. The ALCS and things like that, these are great goals, but when you don't add anything and when you really shed some guys, you know, Andrés Giménez, you know, I know that he had his own situations down here. I get that. Josh Naylor, where sometimes he looks like he is miserable in Arizona. I think that you have, you take a bit of a hit in what you're going to be. You lose a little bit of the protection of what you thought you had. So we'll see what they do throughout the second half of the season. Now, that's not a great big thing to go on, but I think right now is the time, yeah, you have to ask whether or not the season is on the brink, whether or not you think the season is going to be in doubt. Right now, yeah. I mean, what, 6-13 over the last 19 of what you said? There's times where they have played listless baseball. There's times they can't get a bat on the ball, for crying out loud. There have been some decisions that Stephen Vogt has made that I think that the most ardent baseball fans, the most ardent Guardians fans would say, boy, that's questionable. It seems like he's trying to hope and guess instead of trying to go with what he has to see what he can do with this baseball team.
But nobody even likes what he has. Hitting. See, that's the other thing, though. If you're going to bitch all the time about what the Dolans have done to this team that was in the ALCS and they slashed the payroll, all of which is true, then how can you sit there and go, man, you have to stick with what you have. You can't get crazy. Like, he's desperate. He's desperate because he knows it's not an equal playing field right now with this baseball team. We've talked. They've had a tougher schedule. They've had one of the tougher schedules throughout. So they're playing teams that have more talent on paper than them. So, yeah, the manager is going to get very desperate, and he's going to try some things.
216-474-0092. Jeremy Fowler going to join us at 921 this morning on who does Kevin Stefanski plan on making QB1 to open up camp this month. Jeremy Fowler did have like an insider report. He is an NFL ESPN insider with ESPN. Had a report on where Shador Sanders sits, where people like Shador Sanders, how much they like Shador Sanders. Says that the team is very optimistic about Shador Sanders, if I'm not mistaken.
This was fascinating because I was told Kevin Stefanski's plan for his four quarterbacks in OTAs and minicamp was to try to get a lot of different guys, different touches in different situations, and they all really answered the bell, including Sanders, who showed the ability to put the ball in some tight windows. He threw with aggressiveness, took some chances, so they like where he sits. Now Stefanski has to formulate a plan in training camp that's probably a little more crystallized, maybe has a little bit of a depth chart to it. They are not there yet, but Sanders has made an impression, there's no doubt.
Well, I'd hope, and audio courtesy ESPN. You'd hope so. You would honestly hope so. Like, we are in a very odd space. He was supposed to be, by some people, in the top 10, maybe even top 5. So you would think that he can throw balls into tight windows if he's supposed to be there. I don't know about what the decision-making is going to be because they're in T-shirts and shorts, for crying out loud. So you would expect him to be able to throw balls in tight windows. See, this is where this is unlike anything I think we've seen with rookie quarterbacks ever. I mean, ever. There's guys who have been considered first-round guys who have fallen to the back end of the first round. Not the fifth round. Not day three. So you would think, like, well, gosh, he must not be able to even play the position at any certain level. No, he can certainly spin the ball and put it in places where he's supposed to put it, because originally he was seen by a lot of people who were just looking at film as a guy who could be in this draft. And I don't know about other drafts. Fine. Fair. But in this draft, he was seen as, yeah, maybe a first-round guy, maybe early second-round guy by most people. Mm-hmm. So why should I be surprised? And I don't think any Browns fans are surprised. They should be pretty optimistic that this guy, even though that you cannot get the fifth round out of your head, myself included, that this guy is able to hit all these throws. But I think the biggest challenge is going to happen when, yeah, they can actually put on some pads and go out there and play against some other teams. So we're not going to know anything until these preseason games that he plays in, because they're not even going to let him get hit during the joint practices.
Is this kind of the ironic part of this now, is that, you know, we've wondered if he got penalized because of how showy, you know, he was, the reality show stuff, the Deion Sanders, and the fact that they were going to dictate the terms to NFL teams, if you believe the reports. Now it feels like it's the flip side of it. Like, he is getting the benefit of the fact that he's a fifth-round pick and people are surprised he can even pick up a football and chew gum at the same time. Like, people in their head are like, this guy shouldn't even be able to walk on a football field. And it's like, well, come on, guys. He did have success in college. I know he didn't have the success of some of the guys that end up going, you know, top of the first round. He doesn't have a huge catalog of big wins in college over big-time programs.
See, this is why I keep telling myself, and I'm breaking my own rule. I keep trying to say, and you've called me out on it, thank God you have. I'm serious about this. Where I keep going, you got to remove the labels of third round and fifth round with these guys. You have to remove the label. All right, I say that, but how hard is it to actually do it? Because I think that we are going to see, and they're going to fight this narrative. If he shows that he's good as a rookie, and perhaps in training camp plays like what a first-round guy is supposed to play, you are going to be accused. The Browns will be accused of taking a fifth-round guy and making him a starter or close to a starter or the first backup because of television cameras, because of jersey sales, because of things like that. So you're in a rock and a hard place no matter what. If I remove the fifth-round label and I say, boy, he's throwing really well for a rookie, he's throwing very well for a maybe first-round or second-round guy, well, that's what you're to expect out of that guy. But since he was taken so late, now it's going to feel as if you're putting him in places he doesn't deserve to be in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.